CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hello. Hello, Mrs. Houston. I just remembered that I forgot to call you and tell you that I simply cannot be at the membership meeting tonight.
Where are the rest of my canceled checks?
I know, Mrs. Houston, but I simply can't...
Where are the rest of my canceled checks for 1958?
Yes. Darling, I am on the phone. Hold on, Mrs. Houston, will you just...
Well, get off the phone, will you? But Pete, take the guy who'll be here, and I got to have this stuff organized.
I brought everything I could find in the attic that said 1958, and it's right there in that box, and I brought it down Sunday. Why you wait, dear, until the last minute all the time?
All right.
Hello? Mrs. Houston, I'm sorry. I just can't get there tonight, but I have the book with the minutes of the last meeting. And Myrtle Bunderson said she'd have her husband stop by and pick it up tonight before the meeting.
Where is the checkbook with all my stubs? Look at this mess, would you?
Well, I just can't make it tonight, Mrs. Houston. The income tax inspector's coming tonight. Yes. 1958.
Oh, for Pete's sake, why do you tell everybody? It's a perfectly routine thing. It could happen to anybody.
No, nothing's wrong, Mrs. Houston. It's just purely a routine matter that could happen to anybody. As Mabel Buckholt said, she heard they just sometimes pick names at random, you know.
Will you get off the phone and help me get organized here?
All right, Mrs. Houston. Goodbye.
Well, I certainly should have more canceled checks than this for 1958.
If I were you, I would try to relax. Taxman's going to think something is wrong if you act so nervous.
I'm not nervous. Just help me find the rest of my canceled checks, would you?
Paris, European capital of fashion and femininity, where women are dedicated to being desirable and appealing.
Paris, where the preferred deodorant among knowing women is new Eau de Rhône. Parisians have discovered that wonderful new Eau de Rhône forms a gentle, firm shield against odor-causing perspiration, gives you a clean, fresh feeling all day long. Eau de Rhône babies the skin, so mild it can't harm the finest fabric.
And now, important news. To introduce you to Paris's favorite deodorant, new Eau de Rhône is being offered at just half price. For a limited time only, save 50 cents on the $1 jar of Eau de Rhône cream. Or get new Eau de Rhône spray, also at half price. Look for the Eau de Rhône half price offer wherever deodorants are sold.
Check for the community chest.
No, I can't find that anywhere, but I think I got things pretty well organized. Main thing is I found my 1958 record book with everything listed.
Uh-huh.
Now, you see how important it is when I've insisted on keeping a regular accounting of everything?
Uh-huh.
Very important.
You don't think you put down too much for charity?
Oh, no. Now, look, will you stop saying that? I've always been scrupulously honest about filling out my income tax.
Well, I'm sure you have, dear.
Well,
I didn't mean to imply you weren't. Naturally, I just keep wondering what it is the Internal Revenue Department is questioning.
Well, not necessarily questioning anything.
Well, it must be something.
Well, it's possible they're questioning some deduction I took, so they just come out and they look at my books, you know, my records, and if they think I'm justified in taking the deduction, well, fine. If not, why...
Why what? What do they do?
Well, I don't know. Pay more tax, I guess, or they fine you, or you pay interest.
Well, wish he'd come since we're ready for him.
Yeah.
Where did they send Al Capone?
What?
Oh, Alcatraz. I couldn't think.
Alcatraz? For Pete's sake, that was for tax evasion.
I know. Just that I always think of Al Capone when anything funny comes up about taxes.
Look, there's nothing funny about my income tax, thank you.
I didn't say there was, darling. I just said I always think of Al Capone. You know,
well, I'd appreciate it if you just get your mind off Al Capone and not mention his name in front of the tax inspector. I mean, I know how your mind works, but an internal revenue agent is...
Must be him. Shall I go?
No. I'll get it. Yeah, I think it'll be better if you let me do most of the talking.
All right, dear. I haven't anything to say anyhow.
Yeah. Oh. Good evening.
Good evening. Mr. Piper?
Yes, yes. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Had a little trouble finding the house.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sorry about that. I guess most people do that haven't been here before. It's hard to see the house through the trees since we're a little bit off the main road. No, this is my wife.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Yeah. Oh, just let me take your coat.
Oh, well,
I'll take your hat.
Maybe you'd like some coffee, dear. Kind of chilly out.
Yes,
no,
yes,
no. No, thanks anyhow. Just finished dinner.
Oh, it's no trouble. Just take me a minute.
No,
really?
No, really.
Now, darling, if a man says no, he means no. Don't force him.
Well, come in. Now, why don't you sit down?
Well, thank you.
My, it's certainly been typical March weather, hasn't it?
Hasn't it?
Hardly know what to expect.
Well, the way it goes, you can't tell much about the weather. You expect it to snow, and it's real warm, then you expect it to be nice and snow.
Yes, it's... Well, it'll soon be spring, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's still a chance we could have a blizzard before spring.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've seen blizzards in June.
Oh.
Is that so?
Yeah. Oh, of course you can't tell these days. Been having funny weather all over the last few years. I personally think it's on account of all those nuclear bomb experiments.
Uh-huh, do you?
All those blizzards last year. Colorado, Nebraska.
Yep.
I was born in Nebraska.
Oh, wow. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly very pleasant talking to you, but I really can't stay.
Can't stay?
No, I just thought I'd pick up the book and be on my way. I'm a little late, and I have a couple more stops.
Oh.
Oh, you mean you want to take the records with you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that's the idea, I guess.
Oh, well, I see. Well, that's all right. I'd better explain a few things then, I guess. Now, here, this is my complete record book for 1958. You see, here's my total income for 1958.
What?
My total income for 1958 listed right here. Here.
Oh, well, that's pretty nice.
Yes. Well, that's my gross income, of course.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You're doing fine.
Yes. Well, now look, here I've listed my deductions right here, business expenses and all that, and I think you'll find everything in order. Oh, I'll get some envelopes for the other things. Now, the record book is the main thing. I probably don't have it as well organized as a regular accountant would, but I think you'll find everything's in order. It's always quite a job making out an income tax.
You're telling me. Now we've got another coming up.
Yeah. Well, I guess it makes a lot of work for you.
Well, I guess it's kind of a headache to everybody.
Yeah, now, here are my canceled checks. Kind of hate to let them go, though. They're the only record I have. Are you sure you want these, too?
I don't know anything about any canceled checks. My wife just said to pick up a book.
What? Your wife?
Yes. Myrtle asked me to stop by here and pick up a book of some kind. She didn't say what it was.
Myrtle?
Ralph Bunderson.
Ralph.
Aren't you the Pipers?
Yes, of course.
Well, didn't Myrtle call
yes,
you?
Yes. I forgot you were coming. All this other business. Now, where is the book? It has the minutes of the last woman's club meeting. Darling, don't you remember I said Mr. Bunderson would be stopping in? I'll get your coat, Mr. Bunderson.
Well, it's certainly nice to meet you.
We're kind of in a dither tonight. We're expecting the tax man.
Tax man?
Yes, my husband's being checked. 1958.
Oh. Maybe you took a little too much off for entertainment, eh, pal?
Here's the Woman's Club book, Mr. Bunderson, and thanks for picking it up. Awfully nice meeting you. Good night.
Yes, certainly interesting meeting you. Good luck, pal.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Bunderson. Good night. All right, don't glare at me. I forgot he was stopping by.
That man must have thought I was crazy, standing there showing him how much money I made for 1958. All right.
I'm sorry. Now, since we have some extra time, let's see if we can find that community chest check. Dear, come on. The tax man will be here.
Now, in this week's Saturday Evening Post, Debbie Reynolds talks about her shattered romance and says she expects she and Liz Taylor will again be good friends. You'll go along as Post editor Pete Martin calls on Debbie Reynolds. You'll discover how that television striptease scene with Jack Parr got started. You'll learn what Debbie's life has been like since her divorce. You'll find out why she isn't bitter, and how she feels about dating other men, and the lines they hand her. You'll read of her night as a dime-a-dance girl, how her customers treated her. You'll learn what Debbie sees ahead for herself, for Eddie Fisher, and for Elizabeth Taylor. Be sure to read I Call on Debbie Reynolds in this week's Saturday Evening Post. On sale now. Get your copy wherever magazines are sold.
Well, there's nothing else in the attic from 1958. Maybe the tax man won't ask about that check. For goodness sakes, look at the time. 9:15. Didn't you say he was coming between 8 and 8:30?
That Bunderson guy must have thought I was crazy.
Oh, now, dear, get over it, really.
Get over it? I never saw the guy before in my life. I lead him into my living room, sit him down, and open an account book and say, now here you see, sir, my total income for 1958.
Mr. Bunderson knows we made a mistake.
Made a mistake? Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sorry. I never met Myrtle's husband before. I just thought, my, isn't it nice the tax man is so pleasant?
Oh, God.
Oh, honey, don't be mad at me. I know it's my fault. In all the excitement, I forgot Mr. Bunderson was stopping by.
Oh, honey, I'm not mad at you. Ever since I married you, this is the kind of thing that happens to me. I should be getting used to it.
Oh, dear. Think the tax man's having a hard time finding the house or something?
Look, our name's on the mailbox out there on the main road.
Well, are you sure he said he was coming tonight? Did you get the day wrong?
No. I wrote it down right on the front of the phone book when I was talking to him last week. Here it is. Wednesday, March 24. There it is, right here. Between 8 and 8:30.
Well, this is Wednesday. What's the 23rd? Tomorrow is the 24th.
What?
Well, the calendar right here, dear. Did he say Wednesday? Or did he just say the
24th? Oh, well, I thought he did. Don't tell me we got to go through the suspense of another 24 hours. I don't know if he actually said Wednesday or not. I know he said March 24.
Well, it's tomorrow, dear. Oh, now, don't worry. Whatever happens, honey, I'll stand by you.
Stop acting like I'm going to jail, will you? This is just a routine checkup.
I know, dear.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with John Gibson and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Stuart Metz speaking.